Don't miss the OTR Super Sprint, SA's newest supercar event at the Bend Motorsport Park, 24th to the 26th of August. Get your tickets at thebend.com.au.
6:12, ruined. It's here on Triple M, making news around the place. Now, Roo, Channel 10 News last night. You know, we've been talking about medical marijuana for a long, long time.
Yep.
And I think it's been legal in the States, well, for years now, and it's big business.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of Australian companies who've invested heavily in this, and their share prices are starting to rise.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on the way. And last night, watching on Channel 10 News, the first South Australian man to be given
a script of
legal medical marijuana.
I never wanted to until it was legal. Then when it became legal, it was like a nightmare trying to find out how I could get it. I'm hoping it'll treat the spasticity in my legs and the numbness in my hands and enable me to sleep.
Now, Roger Stannard's his name. I think I'm right in saying he's got multiple sclerosis or some type of affliction like
that's
that.
Right.
So it looks like it's on the way, Roo.
Might be stores soon where you can get your hands on the stuff.
I've
been able to get it on the internet and interstate and bits and pieces and probably the black market too for that matter.
Yeah. Hey, Roo, what's happening down at Footy Park?
They are pulling the grandstand down, Dits.
Say the grandstand, is it all of it?
Well, it will be all of it. They're just starting to rip it down now, which is a big moment. There's been a lot of people questioning whether this is going to happen and what's going to happen down there, and you know, will the developers make enough money to do it and blah blah blah. Well, it just continues to develop down there. There's a hell of a lot of apartments down there on the old Max Bashir reserve there now, and once that the grandstands come down, I reckon it's going to look significantly different again.
So right now, you've obviously got your Crows facility there.
Yep.
Still on the eastern side of the ground.
Yep.
There'll be the oval.
Yep.
And is that it? So the Crows will still train on that oval?
Yeah, absolutely.
No stands at all around it?
No, they'll end up being townhouses and development, you know, stuff built up right around it. So it'll be, it'll be a development site. And, yeah, there's plenty of action down there. Looking good. It's good to see because it's great for the SANFL clubs and it's great for the developer. There's all winners all around, to be honest, if the development works. So, the footy clubs will get their debts paid off and SANFL will get its debt paid off and the developer, I presume, will be making money as he goes, which is good.
Do you think you'll be there, real long term?
If it proves to be a good place to train and everything, absolutely.
No reason to move.
No, I don't think so, because they've got a deal for 20-odd years to stay there rent-free, and it's always been a good oval and, great training facilities. And to build a new facility, people are spending 60, 70, 80 million on facilities. I mean, that's a lot of money. You got to raise.
Yep.
Lots of money. And it's tough to make money in a footy club. So good to see it all going well down there at the moment. A couple of big new buildings approved in the CBD, Dits. The current tallest building, Westpac House at 132 metres. Well, there's another one coming on Curry Street at the same height. And then there's another one approved for 135 metres, and it's under construction on the corner of Frome Street at the moment. They're talking about building a new one. It's in today's paper. 195 metres, going to blow the Westpac House out of the water.
Yeah.
So 195, that's 60 metres, another nearly 50% higher than the current one.
That's just big.
You know what it's called?
What?
The Dominator.
The Dominator.
The Dominator.
Wow.
not after Wayne Johnson from Carlton. Bit of that time we get
a lot of
height.
Action around town. There's a few cranes up in the sky, so it's all looking good.
Sure
positive
is.
Stuff.
Sure is.
That's what's making news around the place. Ruin Dits here on Triple M.
On Triple M's Ruin Dits for Breakfast, it's comedian and five-star jerk, Lawrence the Moon Man Mooney.
Move on, mate, and just do your Malcolm Turnbull impersonation.
It's Lawrence Mooney!
Good morning, Moons.
It's very nice to be here. Congratulations, guys. We had a bit of a soiree last night to celebrate the fact that you are signed on now to the end
and
of 2021.
And your mate, Big Mal, stole the show.
That's
very,
right.
Very good.
Malcolm Turnbull turned up.
Yes.
And in order to be Malcolm Turnbull, of course, I've got to spray my hair white.
Do you do all that yourself, do you?
Yeah, I do that myself.
Yeah, that's a good job, lady.
Well, there's a bit of overspray, so I've got to go with a wet flannel and take it off the ears and the back of the neck.
Yeah.
And afterwards, I wanted to pop out for something to eat. I'm not too sure which street it is. There's Mel's and Presser together.
Weymouth.
Weymouth. Yeah, it's very nice down there.
Oh, mate, we've actually got some decent things here in South Australia.
Always thought so. I have been a big fan. But you were asking me off air, did I go down with my hair sprayed white? And I do.
So you go out as Big Mouth.
Yeah, people don't know.
Good evening, everybody.
Good on you. I'll have a glass of Sangiovese. And I did have a glass of Sangiovese.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no. Have you had anyone sort of fall for it?
I don't do the voice, but people must just be staring at me thinking, this guy's clearly lost his mind. He's painted his head. And so I do get people speaking kind of like softly and slowly to me in case I am a lunatic. The thing with last night was I went home, I lay down on the bed to speak to my wife, and then I fell asleep. And so I didn't get to shower it off. So when I got up this morning, still had the grey hair on, look in the mirror and
hotels
think,
love that.
I've missed radio. I've missed the last 15 years. I've turned grey. Now, I am actually not only getting mistaken for Malcolm Turnbull, I'm getting mistaken for somebody else in the public eye. And this one I'm not happy with, and I've told you guys about it before. It's Gary Meehan from MasterChef.
Gary Meehan from MasterChef.
You do not want to be mistaken for Gary. How it started was I was in Byron. I was went in the adult pool and I was swimming over to the bar pool. I thought, this is great, loving it. The guy goes, "G'day, mate." And I was like, yeah, he knows who I am, the Moon Man. And he goes, you're a celebrity chef, aren't you? And I went, no, I'm not. He goes, yeah, you're off MasterChef. And I went, of the three, which one do you want to be? You don't want to be Matt Preston. Love Matt, but you know. Yeah. So I said, who do you think I am? And he said, you're Gary off MasterChef. I said, I am not Gary. Just mix the drinks, mate. Just shut up and mix the drinks. Because Gary's, well, I think there's a definition between the end of my jaw and the beginning of my neck. Mm. Gary's head's just one.
Down there.
Yeah, one horrible mess.
Now, where did you end up last night?
So I went to Melt, which is great food.
Yeah. Beautiful.
I had the pork labne. I know.
Little pork what? Now, Big Man would have been able to order that, all right?
I reckon Gary Meehan would have been able to as well.
Pork labne. Isn't labne like a Lebanese sort of thing? Or
yeah, it is. They've got, it's a food fusion down there.
Oh, yeah, the fusion. Use it.
Now, I am doing a gig with you today.
Variety Club
lunch today. And I've been thinking about jokes.
Showdown lunch.
Yeah, the showdown lunch, of course. Crows versus Port. Who do you think's going to win, Dits?
Port Adelaide.
Yeah, who do you think's going to win?
Oh, I think the Crows will get up in a thriller, as a matter of fact. I think, they might win comfortably.
But Gus Warland and his brother Steve Warland have actually put out a joke book, and so I've been thinking about jokes to tell. I'll tell you this one, okay?
Righto.
I've cleaned it up.
All right. So you're going to practice on us.
Yeah,
right,
here we go.
There's a young boy.
Good start.
Good start. Yeah.
And he goes into his grandfather's study, and his grandfather's sitting there behind the big oak desk, and behind him is a massive tiger's head on the wall. He said, "Granddad, did you ring the bell if you know this joke?" He goes, "Granddad, did you hunt that tiger?" He goes, "Yes, I used to hunt tigers in India all the time." He goes, "Wow, was it frightening?" He goes, "I was a very good tiger hunter. I used to get in the undergrowth and stalk them. I could hear them growling, and then I'd just jump out and I'd shoot them. And sometimes the tiger would stalk me." And he goes, "Really, grandfather?" He goes, "Well, yes, once I was in the undergrowth crawling along and this tiger leapt out and I just went, and the little boy goes, "Were you frightened?" He goes, "I did poo in my pants." He goes, "Were you that frightened?" He goes, "No, I did poo in my pants when I just went, roar."
Yeah, go with
Shall
that
I tell
one.
That one?
Yeah,
today?
Go with that. I reckon go with that one.
Oh, good on you, Moon Man.
Good on you, guys.
Thanks
and
for coming.
Congratulations.
To
look forward to seeing you soon.
Triple M,
our favourite segment, the week that was.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Number five, we learned Roo was very excited about the return of his favourite TV show.
This is the biggest TV event this weekend, don't worry about that.
Oh, Aussie Adventures, time to hit the road.
Russell Coit. Russell, good morning, welcome.
Good morning, guys.
I've heard you've got some exciting new Outback products as well that are coming out. Is that right?
I'm bringing out the Russell Coit All Aussie Adventures G-String.
Now,
it's made from 100% artificial croc skin.
Mm.
It's made in Germany, and they come in three sizes, Ein, Klein, and Schlong. Rue, you wear them, don't you? You're happy with them, aren't you?
Yeah, no, I am.
What size are you, Rue?
I'm Schlong, I think. But
it's a Schlong way to the top five. So let's move on to number four. We learnt the Crows can still make the finals.
Saw Josh Franco, assistant coach, on the Seven News last night. He hasn't given up yet.
Mathematically, we can still make it. We've got to win all four games. So while that's there, absolutely, it's business as usual.
There you go. You've still got to turn up and win each game.
Business as usual.
But Darryl Kerrigan called up and wasn't convinced.
Tell him he's dreaming.
The Crows captain came on and he reckons they can make finals too.
Is there still the fight?
We aim to win every single game this year. So we've got four games left, and if we win every single game, or when we win every single game, that gives us a chance to play finals.
Darryl, is that you again?
He's dreaming.
Number three, our 40K kick contest is in full swing.
Chris Squire here from Aberfoyle Park, and I've got the chance to kick for $40,000 before the showdown.
You took Chris Squire down to the Parklands.
Yep.
To have a coaching session and help him with his kick in the lead up.
And we learned when you want to give someone kicking training, don't forget the most important item.
Get down there and see Chris out there in his high-vis gear.
Running. You're all ready to go.
Yeah.
All ready to, you know, shoot for goal. And
no football.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, you'd expect that'd be one of the first things you'd pack.
So Alice had one job.
Yep. One job.
Right,
just to bring a football to a kicking competition.
So you've got the cameraman down there.
You're kicking for 40,000.
And he's rolling. And everyone, you look around and go, who's got the footy?
Yep.
So Alice, the producer, forgot to bring the footy.
It's goals? Not something that crossed my mind at all.
Nah, it wouldn't. A footy in a kicking contest.
But was quick to resolve the issue.
Quickly called one of the guys who was in the office, and I knew he had a football in the office. Someone jump in a car and drop this football down, which happened in about 5 minutes.
Just don't forget Rue's advice.
Just make sure it's pumped up, please.
So then we get the football out of the car, and I hand it to this guy called Lee, and I said, do you want to run it over to the boys? He said, give me the pump. I'll pump it as I'm running. So he tries to pump it as he's running.
Right.
And the needle obviously snaps inside the football.
Right.
They snapped the needle in it.
I was already walking up without the needle.
It was me.
You're kidding me, man. So when you take your finger off, it's going to go...
Can you shove something in it?
So you had one kick.
I've
that's
never
good.
Seen a flatter football.
No, good preparation. That's fantastic.
We've got a bloke kicking for a deposit on a house that could change his life.
This is a circus.
And we're delivering a flat footy.
Mm. So Triple M, the most footy station in town, forgot the footy for the footy kicking contest. Shut
up! The footy's a flat on Triple M.
Number two, Tex Walker and Chris Dittmar have an ongoing feud.
When is this going to stop? This little game. So we played a bit of a prank on you earlier this year, but you started all this.
Yeah.
You're the one that started. You're always doing something.
This week, we learnt Tex is the latest one to make a deposit into the prank bank.
Every time Tex comes in on a Tuesday, he brings a coffee up. Did you put Laxette in my coffee?
Oh, no. Have you followed through it?
Did you put... You're an idiot. You think it's funny, don't you?
What's funny is the Laxette commercial from the 50s.
Give him the gentle laxative, chocolate Laxette.
Boys and girls, come out to play. Happy and well, the Laxette way.
You put Laxette in my coffee, you f***head. Well, about 2 weeks ago.
What do you mean 2 weeks ago?
Well, I reckon it's happened a couple of times. Oh. I knew it tasted different, you idiot.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no. Did it work?
Worked all right.
Oh, no.
On the Gold Coast, I'm trying to enjoy my holiday. I spent it from the bathroom looking out the window.
Let's hope they can put that feud behind them.
Have you heard about the new restaurant called Karma?
No.
There's no menu. You get what you deserve.
Oh.
It's not over. The number one thing we learned this week is that Rue and Dits have signed to stay on at Triple M for the next 3 years.
Righto, so you and I getting up and looking at each other at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I haven't told Sarah yet.
But Limo wasn't celebrating.
Can we drug test management? Because do you guys get paid per mistake?
Yeah, every now and then you make a mistake.
3 year contract. This is like the AFL announcing the entertainment at this year's grand final is going to be Meatloaf. Like, seriously. Has no one learnt from their mistakes?
No.
This is like ordering an Uber. The Uber drives straight into a tree and then I say, can I book you for the next 3 years?
We are a well-drilled an oiled machine here.
Martin and Malloy, Hamish and Andy, ruined it.
Exactly. There's no doubt we're in the same category. Laurel and Hardy. Dumb and dumber.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Oh, it's good to have people's support, isn't
yeah,
it?
Thanks for that. Yeah,
no, it's good.
Oh, wow, we know there's one man that can kick it from here. It's Taylor Walker. Crowd trying to get into his head. One thing this year is doing well is kicking goals. Kicking big goals, just like that. Oh, boy, she's on now. Still 50 seconds on the clock to give Adelaide back the lead. He has stared that down. Undaunted. Howard pumps it in. They've got the outnumber. They all crash down. Flashpoint, Stevie Mobler. What a time.
Wow, that was the best showdown finish ever. Best game I've ever, best finish to a game I reckon I've ever seen ever.
McGovern takes a great mark, kicks a goal at one end. You think, right, the Crows have won now. And then a minute later, Stevie Motlop. It had everything that game. It was an absolute ripper.
I reckon it kick-started Port season, to be honest. I reckon if they lost that game, anything could have happened. I don't know. Mm. It's just a huge, huge moment in the season.
And then with the Motlop goal, there's that courageous thing that McGovern did. Going back with the flight.
Yeah, Richie Douglas, I think, might have even been the player that went back and smashed into him. And then, yeah, McGovern missed 8-10 weeks after that.
Mm.
Just a sensational game that was, and just typical of showdowns. And this weekend could be very similar, who knows? Because Port Adelaide are pretty much full strength, and the Crows probably got their best side in for the year. Bryce Gibbs plays his 250th. Just trying to have a look at some of the key parts of the game. It's always the Ruckman Ryder and Jacobs always have a good contest. And Sauce has been down a bit. He got flogged last week by Maxi Gorn in the second half. 16-2, they won the clearances in the third quarter, Melbourne. So Sauce needs to rebound. And Paddy Ryder and him have always had a good contest. So look forward to that one. Tex, the big Texan, is under pressure. There's no doubt about that. From outside the club anyway, but he loves playing well in big games. Well, Tex needs to stand up tomorrow and play a good game for his club. So look out for the big Texan. Your mate, Charlie Dixon, who you gave a bit of free advice to yesterday.
Gave him some coaching.
He should be fired up after that. But he's going to have a good player in Daniel Talia on him tomorrow. So not sure how he'll go on big tails. He doesn't get beaten too much, Daniel, but that'll be a very good contest. We'll look forward to seeing how Charlie Dixon goes up against a fullback of Talia's standard. Brody Smith back for his first game. Be good to see how he goes. Like, he's played two SNFL games, but showdowns are a step up, Dits. Robbie Gray, we always love watching him. He's always doing something dangerous, as is Motlop. Who we know won the game last time. Ebert, do you think he'll tag Sloan?
Probably. Yeah, you'd think so.
I don't think anyone else but usually does the job for Port. So the old Ebo and Sloan will be going head-to-head. We'll see how Pittard handles the showdown. Do you reckon he can cough up something off half-back?
No, he'll hit big Charlie right on the chest.
You reckon he will?
Yeah. About half a dozen times running down the ground.
All right, no worries. Mm. And Jared Pollock in his last showdown, Dits, after you said he's
going to... His last showdown?
Well, you reckon he's going to North Melbourne.
Nah, we'll match the offer.
You're going to match?
Yeah.
We'll just get an Italian night happening?
That's right.
Get an Italian night happening. It'll be a great showdown. Looking forward to this one tomorrow. It is huge for Port. If they need to win this to keep their top four chances alive.
Yep. What's going to happen?
I think the Crows will win by... Four goals.
You're dreaming. Four goals? What? Come on. Four goals.
What?
Mate, we're a top four side.
Come on.
What?
Top four.
Should we give away a double right now?
Why not?
First caller through. 1-3-3-5-3. We'll give away a double in a moment. This is huge. Sarah
what do you
McLeod,
think's going to happen first?
Port Adelaide by a couple.
Couple of goals.
It'll be a good game. Another ripper, I reckon.
Yep.
Sarah McLeod, Super Jesus, joining us next live in the studio to sing for us. Ruined It's here on Triple M.
On his way in now, Tex, Triple M's very own, kicks it. Is it going to get there? Is it going to get there? It does. What a goal. He punches the air with both hands. Well, he kicked one to draw it with the Pies last year. This one to put Adelaide in front. City end. Mitchie McGovern, he likes it. He's kicked the goal. Adelaide are in front. Over the back, it's a loose footy. Coming through half four now. Modlock gets around one, gets around another. He's kicked a goal. It's going to sit and bounce. Here's Need with the football. Gibbs with him. Little handball. Seedsman on the outer side. He gathers through centre wing. There it is. Port Adelaide have won by 5 points and one of the best you'll ever see.
Oh, feels like a boxing match, dude. It's how unbelievable was the finish to Showdown 44. It's the best finish to a game I have ever seen.
Yeah, I remember I went straight to a birthday party that night and everyone was stunned and just talking about the game all night. It just had everything, wasn't
it? Well, that Motlop goal, that started at the centre square. There was 40 seconds left on the clock after Mitch McGovern had kicked that goal. It was an amazing finish and a brilliant game. And I think it kick-started Port season, to be honest. I think that really got them going and they've been pretty good ever since then, Dits. And the Crows have pretty much gone down. Backwards. So it is a big game tomorrow night for Port and the Crows to keep their season alive. Bryce Gibbs plays his 250th in this one, Dits. Most of them at Carlton, obviously, but can he play a big game in his 250th? We know Paddy Ryder was back last week, which really straightened up Port. Allows Charlie Dixon to play up front. Ryder v. Sauce, Dits. They've had a big battle, these boys, for a few years now. Sauce has won 3 showdown medals. He gets himself up for big games. That is going to be a big duel. Sauce got towed up big time last week against Maxi Gawn, so he needs to respond from that effort last week, so see how that goes. Big Tex Walker's been under pressure, Dits, fair to say, from all across the border, everywhere.
How have you seen his form?
His form has been well below par for him. He knows that, but he's hardly trained all year and all summer. He just needs a great off-season and he'll be back brilliant, but he's still... Don't worry, he's still capable of playing a big game, and I'm right behind the big Texan. I love good players playing well in big games. Speaking of good players, Charlie Dixon, it's probably one of his better games for the year last week.
Well, he'll be right now, because I told him last night how to play.
Did you ever?
After I'd had about 10 wines, which, Charlie, if you're listening this morning, I do apologise. I tend to...
He nearly bit your head off.
Yeah, he just about floored
me. You've forgotten what it's like, how hard it is out there, you blokes.
Yeah. I got the old, have you ever played? Have you been out there, have you? I went, oh, well, no, not really. It was about then that I backpedaled a little bit.
Yeah, that's when you went off to your wife. Like a little school kid.
Katie's picking on me.
Hey, Brody Smith, this is going to be interesting. Played 2 SNFL games after about 11 months now and into a hot showdown. So how will he handle that? I think he'll be fine, but it's going to be a step up. Robbie Gray, we just love watching both. So everyone loves watching Robbie Gray. Especially in these conditions. That won't worry him at all, Dits. No. It'll be like it's still dry for him.
Yep.
Motlop, well... Don't have to say much more.
Do you put Laird on Robbie Gray? Is that the obvious matchup or not?
No, probably Luke Brown. He's more of a stopper.
Yep.
Ebert on Sloan.
I think so.
Ebert. Yep. Be a bit of blood spilt there, wouldn't there? Those two got a bit of history, a bit of rivalry. It's going to be a
good
cracking
matchups
game.
Everywhere.
There is, Dits. Polek out in the wing is in good form. So looking like an absolute rip snorting game.
The result?
I'm going to say the Crows are going to win just because I have to. And you're going to say Port are going to win just because you...
No, but I genuinely think they will, though.
I genuinely think the Crows are going to win.
Okay. Well, I think Port
by 2
goals.
I actually still think they're a better side than Port.
Do you?
Yeah. Mm,
you're dreaming.
let's have a bottle of something on it then.
Molly Duca.
Well, how good? What? Velvet Glove good or something?
Carnival of Love.
All right.
Molly Duca.
So that's $100.
All right.
You're dead. You are on. All right? And I want it Monday.
I want mine Monday.
With a red ribbon wrapped around the top.
I want mine Monday.
All right?
Yeah.
All right, game on. I'll see you tomorrow anyway. I'm not talking to you anymore.
Can I kick it?
I get a kick.
Kick it!
Triple M and RAA's 40K kick for cash puts you on a packed Adelaide Oval before the showdown.
Wow!
No loopholes. Just one kick for $40,000. RAA, we do more.
Oh, fantastic stuff this, Dits. We've had a few bits of advice too for our young fella Chris, who we're going to speak to very, very shortly. But let's just have a listen to the advice we've got first.
Technically, I reckon goal kicking's such a different kick to field kicking. If you're a lady, you're going to have a kick.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a boyfriend, tell him to go and stand right behind the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And just make out you're just kicking at the end.
I've got a little routine where I just make sure I basically hold the ball over or over the side of your preferred foot. And then it's all about contact. You just got to hit it sweet.
If you're a confident guy, I'm going 40. If you can't play footy, though, then you're definitely just taking 20K.
There you go. Right. Tex Hawker, Rory Sloan, Brad Ebert, all telling our man Chris Squire how they'd do it.
And speaking of Chris Squire, we've got him on the line now. Good morning, Chris.
Rude Ditz, how are you, big fellow?
How's the training been, mate, since the flat ball fiasco the other day?
All right. Well, me and my mate Maisie, who plays for Christie's Beach A Grade, went out for a kick that night.
Yep.
And lined up from 25 and a few kicks.
Yep.
10 out of 10, you reckon?
Ooh. You got 10 out of 10.
And he put me under pressure.
Right.
But with no wind.
Now, okay. Tell me this, Chris. Did you remember to bring a footy?
Oh, I remember to bring a footy. Yes, I did.
Handy,
I pumped
it?
Up one too, eh?
Yeah. So it's looking like it's going to be sort of similar conditions today, tomorrow, okay, for the football. Have you made a decision what length you're going to kick from yet?
I'm thinking 15 to 20 now.
Oh, if you kick from 15, in fact, I won't let you kick from
Don't
15.
Don't let him pressure you, Chris. It's your decision.
You kick from
That's
no...
It. That's it,
No you less kick, than 20.
You kick from wherever you want.
Beautiful. I like it.
All right. All right. Well, mate, we'll be there tomorrow, so good luck.
Thank you. I'll get my good night's sleep tonight.
Yeah, get a good sleep in, and we'll see you down at Adelaide Oval tomorrow.
Beautiful.
Good on you, mate.
Well, see you, Chris.
Chris Squire.
15 metres out. Leave him alone.
15.
Rocco
$15,000.
Rocco could kick from 50.
Oh, could
15.
He? Oh,
15.
2-year-old Rocco Ricciuto.
The goal square's 10.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Give him a break.
At least 20.
It's handy money.
It's
come
big
on.
Big money. No, it's huge money.
You haven't missed Ruined Dits, so don't miss SA's newest supercar event at the Bend Motorsport Park. Tickets at thebend.com.au.